Hello, and welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Last weekend, the Marshfield Fairgrounds hosted the South Shore Irish Festival. Festival goers enjoyed music, art, food, and booze at this celebration of heritage and culture. There were dozens of performances from music to Irish step dance. There were also genealogists and tons of bouncy houses. Over the weekend, the North and South River's status as a National Natural Landmark was celebrated over 40 years after its designation. Watch the next episode of Marshfield Community News for our coverage of the event. TIC will be putting on their radio play at the Artery Senior Center in Quincy Thursday night at 7 p.m. The radio players will be putting on an old-time radio drama of Orson Welles' adaptation of Dracula. Everyone is invited to attend, and for more information, you can call 781-834-4400. The Marshfield Farmers Market will be under the bleachers in the grandstands on Friday from 2 to 6. Make sure to stop by and grab some fresh veggies, stock up on eggs, or pick up a loaf of bread. Tomorrow at the Boys and Girls Club, people are invited to train at the obstacle course for the Renegade Run. The Renegade Run is set up by the organization Type 1, who raises funds for diabetes research and Mass General Hospital. The run will be held on October 14th. The Big Mass Tiny House Festival will be at the Marshfield Fairgrounds all weekend. Check out some cool tiny houses, meet some interesting people, and maybe get inspired to build your own. The festival supports nonprofits ranging from building houses for homeless veterans to no-kill animal shelters. The North-South River Watershed Association will be hosting a pontoon tour to the Spit this weekend. This two-hour tour will make stops on its way to the Spit for people to explore the banks of the Salt Marsh. The tour leaves at 10 a.m. on both days from Rot Marine. Space is limited, and you can contact the North-South River Watershed Association to reserve a spot. Then on October 1st, the North-South River Watershed Association is hosting a Harvest Moon Feast at the Mill Wharf Restaurant. There will be food from many South Shore restaurants, jazz music, wine, and beer tastings. Proceeds from the event go to environmental education programs like River Adventures Camp, Water All Around You, and the Estuary Explorers Pontoon Boats Tour. Stellwagen Brewing is holding a ribbon cutting and open house on October 1st. Try some local beers and meet the people who make the magic happen. Next month, we'll have a special town meeting where the town will decide on capital budget projects such as dredging and road reconstruction. We will also vote to modify bylaws pertaining to solar panel placement and recreational marijuana retailer definitions. The town will also vote whether or not to fund a part-time grant writer position that will serve to seek grant funding for all town departments. We've also changed the name of our news program to Marshfield Community News. There are a few new videos posted up on our Vimeo page this week. You can go there to watch our latest Meet the Candidates featuring Katie McBride and Peter Tedeschi. You can also see last week's episode of Marshfield Community News. As for sports, we've posted football versus BC High and volleyball versus Nauset. Also this week, we've posted one of our big summer projects we were working on, the making of Grad Night Live. We at MCTV collaborated with the town and the high school to put together a short documentary detailing all that goes into Grad Night, the history of the event, and all of the fun of the actual night. Now over to the library. At 6, the Genealogy Club will meet to discuss and research family history. This is a fun place for seasoned genealogists and newcomers alike. The Genealogy Club meets on the last Wednesday of every month. Then on Thursday is Storycraft for ages 4 to 6, where kids are invited to come create stories based around a weekly theme. Call ahead to register for this event. Then at 1:30, people are invited to come celebrate books that have been banned. Come learn about books that have been banned and why they were banned. Pizza and snacks will be provided. This event is for 7th to 12th graders only, and you can call ahead to register for this event. At 4:30, the Library Dungeons & Dragons group is meeting again to continue their campaign, Horde of the Dragon Queen. They'll be using 5th edition rules, and miniatures, dice, and snacks will be provided. If you want to know more about D&D, email cgluck@ocl.org. On Monday next week at 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles. Kids up to age 2 are invited to come to this sing-along and playtime. Then at 10:30 is Tales for Tots, where kids age 2 to 5 are invited to sing songs and tell stories. At 6, the Library Adult Writing Group, Let's Write, will be meeting to write spontaneously in whatever style about whichever topic is most comfortable. No need to sign up, just show up ready to write. Then on Tuesday, next week, at 9:30 a.m., is a baby lap sit, where parents and caregivers are invited to bring their baby to learn, play, and develop motor skills with other babies. This program is for pre-walkers, and registration is required. Contact the library to sign up. Then at 11 is family story time, where parents and caregivers can bring children ages 6 and under to listen to stories and sing songs. At 6 is the library nonfiction book group. This month's book is Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. Now over to Town Hall. On Monday next week, the Council on Aging Nominating Committee will meet at 9 a.m. Then on Tuesday, the Conservation Commission meeting will happen at 7 p.m. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now I'd like to leave you with a fact about Marshfield. On December 19th, 1773, American patriots from Marshfield held their own, lesser-known tea party. A group of men broke into the Old Ordinary, now the location of the Corner Cafe, and took the town tea supply from the basement. They then loaded the tea onto an ox cart and took it to the top of a small hill across the street, where they then placed the tea on a boulder, said a prayer, and set the tea on fire. The hill is now known as Tea Rock Hill, and the boulder has a plaque to commemorate the event. Just take a stroll up Tea Rock Lane to find it. Thanks, and have a great week.